Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, June 13th. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure for our callers up outside the U.S., I'm going to make sure that we get this call audio casted. So hold on one second. Let me put that on. All right. So we're going to be streaming our call online as well. So thanks, everybody, for listening in, joining us here this Tuesday night. As I said, my name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. Going to be a really fun call. One of the things that I love about my job is I get an opportunity to work with fantastic people and to share a little of their stories and their knowledge on Tuesday nights here. And tonight we've got the Dr. Dana McGrady. She's a field advisory board member to Star Crown, and she's got a great subject, which is creating a family with your team. Before we bring Dr. Dana on, just have a couple of announcements, and then I want to have everybody know that we got a big announcement at the end of our call. Not only are we giving away a free big convention ticket, but I'm also giving away a dream trip, USA Dream Trip, and that is going out to one of our members who was on the 100-day customer program. So hopefully that person will be on the line as well. So as far as announcements go, you know, all signs are pointing toward our big convention in Dallas. Eric Worre going to be providing some real inspiration, some strategic leadership training. So for those of you who are already signed up for convention, you're getting 3 hours of absolutely free Eric Worre training. For those of you who are diamonds and above, you're going to get an extra 3 hours. It's a special evening event with Eric where he's going to go into some higher level skills. He's the number one skills trainer in our industry. I don't know if I shared this on any of these calls previously, but I have a friend of mine who's in a network marketing company that's, boy, I would say it's about 5, 6, 8 times as big as ours. It's a much older company, and they've been quite successful, and they were considering bringing Eric into their convention, and their owner said, you know what, he's too expensive. And I love that our owners didn't say that. Our owner said, you know what, let's make this work. Our Crowns helped to sponsor Eric, and it's going to be a fun event. So I hope that all of you, no matter when you started, no matter how big your business is, if you've got a goal of having a big business, that you're at the big convention August 4th through the 6th in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, speaking of Texas, Dave Sandoval was just down there with Two Star Crown, Rachel Ortenz, and they had a great meeting, a lot of health professionals, a lot of athletes, and, you know, we're just continuing to promote our events around the country and even around the world. Dave Sandoval and myself will be in Europe in Rosenheim, Germany in a week and a half. So if you know anybody in Germany and Austria and Switzerland or anywhere in Europe, please have them join us. It is Saturday the 24th, Sunday the 25th. It's going to be a really, really fun event. I get a chance to go out there every year, and we usually have a few hundred people. And I think this event may be even bigger than the ones we've done in the past, as there's a lot of great things going on in Europe as well. So our business is called Platinum over in Europe. It's Perium over here, but it's going to be Perium over there pretty shortly as we take on the world. So we're going to be making some more announcements at the big convention that will help you to understand what our game plan is for increasing the superfood consumption around the world. So a lot of buzz going on right now. You know, you don't have to wait till convention to start building your business, especially with our $1 membership going on. And we're seeing some big numbers as far as recruiting. We're seeing lots of people in lots of different lines enrolling people. You know, for $1, you know, you can invite somebody to save 15 to 30% on all their Perium superfoods. So take advantage of that $1 membership. This is probably the last time we ever do it, so it's available right now in the month of June, month of July. I heard some familiar voices on the line. I know that some of those people that I heard are taking full advantage, and you know, those of you especially newer to the business, I hope you understand how special that is. So not only is the membership, basic membership $1, But all of our memberships are $24 off. So all the Get Started packs, all the Platinum packs, all the Launch packs, they're $24 off. So all you need to do is click on the little $1 membership button at the top of the website, and it's a green button, and it says $1 enrollment. Click on that, and it will explain all the options and why it's such a special deal. So make sure that you're handing out gift cards, having fun. And one of the people that I know in this business that has about as much fun as anybody is our guest speaker for this evening. As I said, she's a two-star crown. She's a field advisory board member. She is a doctor, Dr. Dana McGrady, and she's got a lot to share about creating a family atmosphere within your team. So, Dr. Dana, are you on the line?
I'm here, David.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, cool.
Hey, hey.
Well, thanks so much for being on the line, and you and I were brainstorming a little bit before this call, and I love all that you have to share, so I'm going to turn the call over to you for most of this evening here, because I know you've got some brilliance that you're going to share, but I just wanted to set up this conversation in a way that really makes sense to me, and I'm sure it'll make sense to lots of people on the line. And, you know, when I talk to people about their belief level in Purium, most people's belief level in our products is through the roof. Their belief level in our owners and in our manufacturing and in our quality and in our systems and our technology, all those things are super high. And if there's one thing that people have a question about as far as their belief level, it's oftentimes network marketing itself. And the reason that I think that a lot of people have a question or a challenge around network marketing is they feel like they're taking their valuable relationships, the people they know and love, and try to make money off of them. And what I love what you've done and your philosophy about how you've been building a team and working with people to build their teams is that you kind of flip that on its head, where instead of taking people you know and love and using them to make money, you're doing the opposite. You're taking people that you barely know or don't know, and you're bringing them into this environment of love. You're bringing us into this tribe, into this community, and truly into a family, and you've done an amazing job. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about that concept, and then we can walk through, you know, how you actually go about bringing people into this family environment. So any thoughts about that at the top of the call?
Oh, yeah. Like, when we think of the word family, we think of strong roots, the strong roots of a tree that create a really strong foundation. So every single one of us on this call, our goal is to build a large, lasting organization with Purium to help a lot of people get very healthy and a lot of people build a residual income to, you know, basically help parents stay home with their kids or for people to build their dreams, right? So if we think about creating a family among our team, for me, that just means that we're going to have fun on this journey, right? And so if we have people that we genuinely like to be around, that we have fun with, that we laugh with, that we create memories with, and that we can really rely on and trust, then that's going to make, you know, building our dreams and reaching our goals that much better. So one thing I wanted to say is, like, if you want to really build an unbreakable culture and a massive retention in your Purium business, there are a few key things, and then we can build on them. You want to always over-deliver. You want to build trust with your team. You want to build genuine, unbreakable friendships with everyone. And then we always want to put people over profits, which I think that people that put profits over relationships is the reason network marketing has gotten a bad reputation. But we are going to stand up for that, and we're going to change that with our Purium culture.
Fantastic. I love that idea of people over profits. And yeah, it's exactly what I was saying is that philosophy of caring about people so much and then helping them to be successful is something that you've had great success with. So let's say that I just came on your team. I'm a brand new person. I don't know much about network marketing. I don't know much about what's going on at Purium. how do you create that first connection or set of connections that kind of plugs me into who you are, who your community is, and start to build those roots, as you say? What are some of the first things that you do to help connect people to this family and tribe?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about social media later, but I automatically right away connect them in with our Facebook groups. Our team groups is a powerful community. That's where we're recognizing people, we're honoring everyone, where we're putting out info so that they can get trained. And so that way, right away, they can be there cheering everyone on. Also, you have to literally stick to your new team members like glue. The most common time for people to quit is right around month 2 or 3. And the reason that most people quit, the number one reason that most people quit, is because they either get their feelings hurt or they don't feel important. They don't feel like they'll be missed. So the fact of the matter is, if they know that you are invested in helping them, if they know that you truly, genuinely care about them, and, you know, every single person has a sign around their neck saying, make me feel important. And if you genuinely, truly care about each team member, when they first come on, you stick to them like glue. You make sure they have an awesome product experience, but you also make sure right away that they know that they won't have to do any work. You're going to do 3-way calls with them. All they have to do is get people interested and get them on the phone with you. That takes a lot of pressure off them. And almost always people say they learn more by listening on a 3-way call, you know, than any other time. So that's one way that they feel like you're holding their hand, and they're more likely to stay, and then they'll stay because of the community also.
Well, there's a whole bunch of huge insights in there. One thing I want to emphasize that you said is that when people leave or quit, it tends to be like in that month 2-3 range, and that's definitely what the numbers show, is that our retention rate months 4 through 6 is like 17 times better than months 1 through 3. So sticking to that new person like glue, making them feel important, helping to make it look and feel easy, all those things really, you know, help to create the momentum. And, you know, those are really big ideas. So you mentioned social media. Talk a little bit about your Facebook groups and other things that you do in social media to bring people into your team, and also once they're in your community and family, to make them feel more important.
So I really love Facebook for this. I was not on Facebook before I started my Purium business. I had a Facebook, but I was rarely ever on it. I was more on Instagram than anything else. And so I remember the very first training that I did with Sonia Magruder, my mentor. She told me, you know, you're going to have to get on Facebook because it'll just make everything so much easier to build your team. So I did, and the fact of the Facebook groups of building communities, being able to recognize people will work for recognition. You know, babies cry for it, grown men die for it. Recognition is one of the easiest, you know, the cheapest things you can do for keeping people around and making them feel important, recognizing every little activity. And so the one thing is, when you link them into the community, they'll know about company conference calls. They'll, you know, feel important. They'll be able to be plugged in better. And when I think about key qualities of a team that feels like family, these are some qualities. And these are qualities that you, as the leader of the pack, have the ability to make these qualities be priority in your culture, in your team culture. And so the qualities that I want you guys to think about that you're going to be bringing to your team are unconditional love, strong, unbreakable bonds, kindness, honesty, mutual support, loyalty, making memories together, laughing together, and lastly, cheering each other on. And you can cheer each other on and make these memories together in Facebook groups and in online communities. And the other thing that's really awesome about Facebook is it draws people and attracts people to your team because they see how much fun you're having. So if you're having fun at, like we had an awesome, super healthy happy hour last night in Cocoa Beach. Our newest diamond on our team, April Slater, organized the whole thing, packed the room out. We're having a blast. And today on Facebook, there's tons of photos. Everyone's tagged, everyone's commenting, and it just creates this buzz, you know, around all the people in that area, all the people that are, you know, every single person on Facebook has their own sphere of influence. So think of how many people you're reaching that just get curious, like, man, you guys are having a lot of fun. What are you doing? So that attracts other good-hearted people to your team by using something free, social media.
Well, you know, what you just described sounds nothing like a business, and that's awesome. You know, dancing, laughing, hugging, taking pictures, sharing, recognizing, making people feel important, all those things are things that people love and love to do and love to be part of. And, you know, it's kind of like we say that, you know, the weight loss with the transformation is just a healthy side effect. It's like the making money is like, it's like a healthy side effect, it sounds like, from the relationships and connections and family business that you create.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely think people over profit. Give people a community and a mission, and they'll never leave you.
So talk a little bit more about some of the events, like especially like, you know, the event that you just had in Cocoa Beach last night. I mean, is there any thoughts that you have about how you create this more fun family atmosphere, you know, that leads into the community and leads into, you know, this natural kind of retention and stickiness? Is there anything you do at events that's kind of special that that you always try to do?
Yes, for sure. So events serve a purpose of keeping that community glue going. So that's why I always say, you show up, you go up. Even if you don't have prospects coming, you still have to go to the event, and your team needs to know that you're going to be there no matter what, because they'll follow your lead, right? It's all about duplication. So the fact is, if you are going to have a tight team bond, you have to all be together. There's got to be belly to belly. You know, there's got to be that, you know, eye contact and truly caring about each other and checking on each other. So it's team glue is what's really important that keeps those roots of the tree really strong and deep. So the fact about events is, when you show up, you're encouraged. You leave with a passion in your heart. You leave so fired up. You leave so excited. But it also encourages activity ahead of time, because your team will be promoting that event, right? They're going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit of uncomfortableness, a little bit of edginess to be able to fill that room. They want to pack the room because you're going to be there. So the cool thing about that is that I truly believe that activity cures everything. Activity cures discouragement. Activity cures fear. There's not much in this business that going out and recruiting 10 people won't fix. So the fact is, if you're having a big event, people are going to be inviting like crazy in the weeks and days leading up to it. And then when they get there and these new people are suddenly engulfed in this fun team culture of taking selfies and laughing, and you all know each other, and they want to be a part of that. So that I believe events are key to creating that family-like bond.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, so, you know, one-third of the value is what happens before the event, creating that activity, that buzz, that excitement. One-third of the value is what happens there at the event, taking the selfies, having fun, meeting new people, sharing your enthusiasm, increasing your belief, enrolling new people. And then one-third of the value is what happens after the event, because now you got pictures to take and stories to share, and that goes out on Facebook, and then, you know, that creates the next round of excitement and activity. So, you know, I can see how putting those pieces of the puzzle together really creates unity. And one of the things that I just saw recently was that not only does that happen in your local market, but you can even, you know, export it to another market. I know you just came into Colorado and had a bunch of events. Why don't you share a little bit especially for those who are leaders that have, you know, are thinking about, well, huh, I've got some people in another market, and, you know, how do I make that work? I mean, how did you make the decision to come out to Colorado to support your team? What did you expect of them? What did they do? How many events did you have? Give us a sense of what your time in Colorado was like, and how you created a family kind of feeling there.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, traveling to a team that is kind of in a remote area, it breathes life into that team. So them knowing that you're coming, that you're investing in coming to see them, I mean, it just really, really breathes activity, right? It just, you know, it helps with discouragement. It helps just going there and just loving on them the whole time, loving them hard and showing them that they matter and that they're a massive part of your team, which they are. So these girls in Colorado, I mean, they're special. They are rock stars. And so I have two different teams in Colorado, and these girls pack the house when I come out. And so I told them I'm committed to coming every 6 to 8 weeks if they will, you know, keep me busy. So the last two times I've come out, I came out in March so that we did the Go Big training, and I did it with you, David, and you were really great at that event. And they packed, you know, event after event after event, 2 to 3 events a day, and then prospecting appointments, and then trainings with the team members. So I'm definitely never have a free moment when I'm in Colorado, but I'm having the time of my life because these girls are running for Diamond right now. They want to be at that Diamond training with Eric Worre, and I promise you right now they're going to make it happen. So when I was out there just recently, we had a really awesome drinks with the doctors event where we had green drinks, and there was another awesome chiropractor, Dr. Kim Bruno, that was there, and they packed the whole place. And then there was my girl in Denver, Erin, who was top recruiter in February for Purium, and she is just rocking it out in Denver. So she had me packed out with yoga events and CrossFit gyms. And so the cool thing is one thing you want to think is when you're there, you want to be a talent scout. You want to be sorting the eagles from the chickens, right? So that means that you can kind of be that outside eye, look into the whole team, and really spot the emerging leaders, and then start really developing those people. That really helps the whole team to start advancing, and especially when there's new people that could be possible business builders. So when I come out to Colorado or any other place where I have a really good emerging team, I'm checking for who's the next rock star. And that always really breathes life into that team also.
Awesome. Hey, one last thing. You mentioned, you know, building long distance and creating this connection. And, you know, there's the social media side. There's the face-to-face side. I know that you also do some Zoom calls. So for those who aren't yet ready to necessarily invest in their business like you have, which I think is fantastic, getting on an airplane, being face-to-face, there's no substitute. Tell us a little bit about Zoom calls and how you use them and how that helps to create that family and community and connection.
I'm a massive fan of being able to look into someone's eyes. You know, I believe that, you know, conference calls are okay and three-way calls are awesome. But Zoom calls, when it's far away, it's either a team training Zoom call where you can all see each other's faces, and when you're laughing looking at each other. You feel like you're in each other's living room. I think that's at a different level. So I'm a big fan of Zoom calls. I think Zoom video conference is one of the best $10 you could ever spend a month to be able to get your team on. And the other thing I really love is having an action Zoom party where everyone gets on for an hour and you're all actively doing a texting blitz or actively prospecting, actively following up. So maybe we're not talking the whole time, but we'll fill each other in on anything that comes out of the activity. But it's just nice to be together, right? We just feel like we're bonding at that same time. So Zoom calls are really huge. I actually did a prospecting Zoom call with a doctor in Reno, Nevada today, and she had a massage therapist prospect on Zoom. The three of us were on Zoom together, and I left that Zoom feeling like I knew her, you know, as a friend. So it's almost like the next best thing, you know. You can't always meet up with someone at a Starbucks or, you know, for a face-to-face, but you can definitely do a Zoom, and that definitely creates that bond right away. Steven, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. So I was saying people over profit. Thanks for helping to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and how you create a system, how you create a family, how you create connections, and how you rise and lift people up. I love all of it. So thanks so much for sharing tonight.
Awesome, David. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, cool. Well, I've got a couple things to give away, so don't get off the line here. The first one that I'm giving away, you have to be on the line to win, and that's a big convention ticket. We give them away every Tuesday night. So you have to enroll somebody last week. You have to already have your big convention. So it's really a refund rather than a ticket. And I'm going to put the call into Q&A mode. So if you hear your name, just hit *1 and you're going to the big convention for free. And the person who is the winner tonight is from California, and she's a consultant. Her name is Cheryl Bueno. Cheryl, you on the line? Hit *1.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Congratulations, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being a superstar and enrolling a couple of people last week. Anybody in particular you want to give a shout out to that you enrolled last week?
Yeah, Linda Calvo and David Potter. Yeah, awesome.
All right. Well, congratulations, Cheryl. We'll see you in Dallas, coming from California, a consultant. It just shows. It doesn't matter what level you are. It doesn't matter where you live. You need to be at the convention. So thanks for making that commitment, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward.
Awesome. Well, I've got one more thing to give away tonight. The person does not have to be on the line, but I would hope that he is. It is a he. It is our 100-day dream trip. It's our consumer base. You can be a member, of course, but it's our USA dream trip. And the winner is from Utah, and his name is Fred Gingrich. Fred Gingrich, hit *1 if you're on the line, and if not, I'm going to tell your story real quick. But Fred, if you're on the line, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to San Diego, to Vail, Colorado, to Las Vegas, or to Orlando. *1. All right, well, I'm going to tell Fred's story really quickly. He is a 55-year-old gentleman from Utah. He started his 100 days at 234 pounds with a 52-inch waist. He ended at 178 pounds with a 44-inch weight. This was not an extreme weight loss contest. It just so happened that Fred lost 56 pounds and 28 inches. So our winner in January, Laura, she had lost only 17 pounds. Not only, but she lost 17 pounds. But Fred lost 56 pounds. He's got a great story. He talks about pounds melting off. It was a huge wake-up call for him, and you're going to hear his whole story in the week to come. But he was fighting some issues with blood sugar management. He is a U.S. Air Force member for 21 years. He felt like he has good discipline and even better discipline after going through this program for 100 days. So congratulations to Fred Gingrich from Utah. Fantastic story. Lost 56 pounds in 100 days, and he is our Dream Trips winner. He started in February and ended just recently. So those of you who started your 100-day program in March, make sure you go back to transformationenrollment.com. The link was in the email blast today. Fill out your after pictures. Tell us your story, and you could be going to any of those four beautiful resorts that I just shared. So congratulations to Fred. Congratulations to Cheryl. Thanks to Dr. Dana, and thanks to all of you on the line here this evening. So we will catch you tomorrow night. David Sandoval giving away two tickets to the Eric Worre Diamond Training at Convention. So you don't want to miss that. You got to be on the line tomorrow night. Dinner with Dave, Purium Lifestyle call tomorrow night, same time, same number. So thanks, everybody. Congratulations, Cheryl. And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Bye now.